got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, the biblical question is a doozy. What would happen if you never thought about yourself again? What would happen if you never thought about yourself again? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, and some people are, we're heard Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. around the world. And so different time zones. And some people got to make breakfast, or you got to take your kid to a socialist public school because you don't want to sit home and raise them. Whatever you may go on, work out, fighting against ice, killing ice, shooting at ice, or whatever you may be doing. You can podcast the show. And in case you make it back home by not committing suicide, you can listen to it. But you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Thursday already. Again. And every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster...
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday, a spiritual battle, and this is hell on earth. You want to know what hell look like? Look inside of you and then look around you. Human beings are treating each other in the same way they treat each other when they die and drop their body. And just more of that with no way out. Human beings treat each other like they do down below in hell. They're just doing it right here on earth. It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with male or female. I want to go to Jennifer, a first-time caller out of Louisiana. Jennifer, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
I watched the show the other day, and I definitely got some questions, but I want to Bible thump out of Kings and Jeremiah.
You want to do what now?
Bible thump out of the Book of Kings and Jeremiah.
Okay.
Okay, because, yeah, the mom's all about control. And, you know, Samuel told King Saul that rebellion is as witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry. And it is a spiritual battle because that's witchcraft. That mama is Jezebel. And it has to do with manipulation. That's the crime. Intimidation. That's the, you know, I'm going to beat you. And it's about control, not
yes.
domination. And that's witchcraft. And that's really the spiritual battle that our nation is under. Jeremiah, when the Lord told him to stop praying for the nation, it was over with. Because the children were gathering the sticks, the fathers were building the fires, and the mothers were baking the cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven. And that's one of the false gods that has taken over America. That's the one that says, I'm going to turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man. So in the 50s, the Satanist, you know, said that he's going to turn every family altar in every house in America will be turned into a satanic altar. And that's when the television come into our nation.
Amazing.
And started polluting.
So have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir. It was not easy, but I thank you because it was your process that helped me to let it go. And she died several years ago. And I forgave my stepdad. I felt really stupid doing that, but I got over it. And it was definitely a burden come off of that.
Right on.
And I do have a question about that.
Yes.
Because my biological father, he may not even know I'm alive.
That's amazing.
Do I need to find him and forgive him?
Are you able to find him?
I don't know if he's alive, but I could look.
So yeah, if you can find him, do it. But if you don't, don't worry about it. But it would be nice if you can find him and see what happened. Why did he leave? And that would really help as well.
Right. Well, I mean, I know why he left, but yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
If you feel like you need to do that or want to do that, that's fine. But if you don't, that's fine, too. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Amazing,
yes. And I do have another question for you.
Yes.
Because I've only been watching a couple of months, and, you know, I started, you know, seeing some clips, and then the ones, you know, on the street, and I only just started seeing some stuff where, you know, people get mad and gush and stuff. But on the streets, do you have people do that to you?
Do what?
To get mad. Have you had anybody try to attack you or spit on you or anything like that?
Well, I haven't had anyone trying to physically attack me. That used to happen more when I spoke at different universities. I would have to have bodyguards with me, and then we would have to, the university would have to have police force right there on campus. But thank God so far I ever had anyone that tried to physically attack me.
Well, that was just, it just occurred to me that would be evidence that the light in you drives out the evil and keeps it away.
Oh, I hope so. It's a mess out there.
Right. Right.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir.
Will you stay with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's one other thing. This is not the Bible, but I do want to thump on it a little bit.
Okay.
And I hope it's all right. But it's the Talmud. That's the Babylonian book that
it's called Talmud.
The Babylonian Talmud. Yes, what?
So the Babylonians have a Bible called Talmud.
Yes, that's the book that the Jews brought from Babylon, and that they use now. Because they did kill their Messiah, and he's not, they're not going to get him back by building a temple. They're going to get a false Messiah.
Well, the Jews didn't do it. The Pharisees, the so-called preachers,
right.
The rabbis of the Jews and the government did it.
Right. I understand. But that book says that Jesus is in hell, boiling in his own excrement. Just disgusting. But if anybody wants to look at that, there's some really nasty things that.
Well, a lot of the Pharisees didn't believe. They didn't believe it. The preachers, rabbis, whatever you call them, they didn't accept Jesus at the time.
Right, because they weren't the true ones. I never understood why they didn't know that was him. But it's
and we had a Jewish expert.
A lot of fake ones come in.
We had a Jewish expert on the show, and he said that's not referring to Jesus.
Not our Jesus. Yeah, our Jesus is not.
No,
down
that's
there
not referring to Jesus. Period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because well, I've been listening to some of the teachings and stuff of the Jews, and
if you notice, you only hear the Christians saying that he was in hell, an instrument or whatever. You only hear the Christians saying that. You don't hear the Jews saying it at all, and it's the Christians who hate the Jews who say that kind of stuff, and that's what happens when you hate someone. You do anything to try to destroy them. So that's coming from the Christians. It's not coming from the Jews.
Right. Well, I just...
About Jesus being...
something to expose darkness, because the Talmud is very
Jennifer.
Dark.
Jennifer.
I don't believe it.
Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
This thing about the Talmud, it's only coming from the Christians. They're not coming from the Jews. The Jews are not saying that. The Christians are saying it. And the Christians who are saying that, they're saying that because they hate the Jews, and they do to the Jews what the blacks are doing to the whites. They try
right.
to
well,
make
it's,
they try
it's
to
terrible
make,
to
they
hate
try
them,
to
yeah.
make the Jews look bad in the same way the blacks try to make the whites look bad.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. Yes, sir.
Jennifer, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, too, as well. Helped
okay.
so much.
All right.
And I love church. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I appreciate that. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
All right.
Okay. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. Some of you may have heard about this already. This is hell on earth, right? So this is what happens in hell. And human beings' hearts are evil. And so evil people have nothing else better to do because Satan is their God. They have to go, they're hurting themselves, destroying themselves from within. And they got to get a false sense of joy or thrill from trying to hurt other people, other human beings. So this is what you see on earth right now. And it is amazing to witness this. The Old Testament alive and well right now. But some of you may have heard from Fox 4, a sniper died from self-inflicted gunshot earlier Wednesday morning after he shot three ICE detainees. at a Dallas ICE facility from a rooftop. A 29-year-old man with ties to North Texas and Oklahoma has been identified as a suspect in the Dallas ICE detention center shooting. Watch it from Fox 4.
Around 6:30 Wednesday morning, as an unmarked van entered the back of the ICE Detention Center on North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas. Authorities say a gunman opened fire from a nearby roof. Three ICE detainees inside the van were hit. One died. The other two were taken to the hospital in critical condition. Authorities say the gunman, identified as 29-year-old Joshua Yan, shot himself. Our news cameras captured bullet holes in the windows of the back of the building near the Sally Port, the area where detainees are transferred. And the Department of Homeland Security shared this photo of bullet holes piercing the glass of a framed American flag inside the facility. Morning rush hour traffic along adjacent I-35 was diverted as local and federal authorities swarmed the area.
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
The full scope of the motive behind the shooting is still unclear, but during a press conference Wednesday morning, authorities say shell casings at the scene gave some insight.
What I can also share with you is that early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
Amazing, huh? So I was reflecting on this yesterday when I heard about this. It's interesting to me that the politicians, especially Democratic politicians and liberal media, they are pushing this hatred stuff. Hate the Republican, hate the MAGA people, hate this and that. Hate the people, the ICE people who are doing their jobs to get illegals out of the country. And then the Democratic politicians going out pretending that they're just so concerned about the ICE people, about when it's all about votes for, they want the illegals here for the votes. And so they go out, they stir up anger and hatred. And so the media, the liberal media, and the Democratic representative are doing this, and they're doing it for personal gain. Not that they care about the ICE people at all. I mean, the illegals at all. They want these people to stay because they want to vote so they can, because a lot of illegals vote illegally, and they keep these representatives, so-called representatives, in office. It's all about that. And so they show up at ICE detention centers and act like they're trying to want to get in. It's all an act. But what's interesting is that in doing that, it encourages angry, especially young white men, to go out and shoot up, allegedly shoot up other people in the ICE places, right? And so if you notice the so-called representatives, they don't go to jail. They don't shoot up people. Their lives are fine. But the people who are going out shooting up people are the ones that catch a hell in their own personal life. Isn't that like crazy? And most of these shooters are done, it seems, allegedly by white guys. And so it's crazy to let the politicians influence you to and the media to go out and destroy your own life. Think about that. And you get nothing from it but a temporary thrill. Nothing from it but a temporary thrill. And you're letting Gavin Newsom and all these people talk, they're saying these untrue things about what's happening. You allow them to influence you to destroy your own life. Can it get any crazier than that? They still go home at night. They hang out with their families. They go out to dinner and lunch and all that. They still have their jobs. They're not shooting up people. You are. And you don't see how you're being manipulated and controlled. And you got the young white males going out, and according to the reports, and allegedly killing up people. Why? Look at the boy that killed Charlie. His life is over now. And for what reason? All for thrill. And the people who encouraged that in him, they're not in jail. They're still going to work every day. Why are you letting other people control? What's wrong with you? You're ruining your own life because you listen to what these people are saying. And you're so young. You got a long life ahead, and you're destroying it because you get mad because somebody else said something. And those people who are saying it are evil people. They're using you for personal gain. And you don't even see what's happening. What a mess! Think about that. Young white men going, you got enough problems. You already have a genocide upon you. Why are you creating more problems for yourself? You won't stand up and say, no, I'm not a racist. No, I'm not this, but you'll go on a roof and shoot somebody. And that makes sense. You're listening to some dumb politician who are only there for personal gain, money, and perceived power, call the MAGA people Hitler and Nazi and all that, and you get mad and you fight on university campuses and everywhere. You fight because of what somebody else said about somebody else. And they don't care about you at all. Not one iota of a bit. I want to show you something that is so interesting to me, and just so interesting. Let me play it for you first. This is really going to blow your mind. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? This is from Fox Nashville. A conservative group called the Fearless Debate Tour sparked controversy at Tennessee State University, leading to a heated exchange with students. Wait, I don't know if this is, yeah. Yeah, watch this from Fox Nashville.
We had a group of people come and start to heckle us.
Why even provoke on our campus?
New tonight, chaos here at the Tennessee State University campus after a debate group visits the campus wearing MAGA hats and carrying signs against DEI and illegal immigration.
Fox 17 News' Karen Aguilar joining us from TSU tonight after speaking with both students and that debate group.
Most students I spoke with are calling the conservative group who showed up here at TSU hateful. That group tells me they were just trying to have civil discourse with the students and are accusing those who push back of inciting violence.
Video shows spirited Tennessee State University students gathered around the Fearless Debates group. David Cate is a co-founder.
We went from a peaceful conversation with students to quite literally a mob inciting violence against us.
He tells me they are trying to encourage debate on the heels of Charlie Kirk's murder. The signs a group brought read, DEI should be illegal and deport all illegals now. Let's talk. TSU senior Layla Johnson was there when it all went down on Tuesday.
What did you think about the group coming onto this campus with those signs?
I just feel like it was unnecessary. Like, why would you come to an HBCU with all that commotion knowing that we're going to say something about it? Like, they're just, like, insane.
Ha ha ha. Oh, God. And the leader of the MAGA group explained their reason for targeting Tennessee State University, which later described the group's action as hostile. Watch this.
Why did your group pick a historically black college to have this conversation?
Is there a reason why we shouldn't go to historically black colleges to have these conversations? We're not limiting who we want to go speak to based off their race, based off their gender.
The university is calling the group's actions hostile and saying TSU students conducted themselves in a professional and respectful manner.
Take a look at our last six stops, our first six stops. We have not had an issue like this whatsoever.
Layla believes they were not there for debate, but to provoke students.
I don't agree with it. Like, it's just nonsense.
All we did was set up a table.
The university says a group was escorted from campus. Kate denies that. He instead says they were taken away for safety. TSU adds they were not authorized on campus.
Are you guys going to continue to just show up to public universities if they don't answer?
Absolutely. It's our free speech. It's our these campuses have a free speech area. They're public universities.
The university declined to comment further, but the NAACP came out in support of the students.
Amazing. Nate, what do you think about that?
Wow. Many things. But first, I'm thinking about how this is a university. So they have multiple stops. And you go to these they're going to these places to debate, and they go to the black one, and they just get yelled out. And you got to remember, these are students, and they're there to learn and debate each other and be academics. But they go to the HBCU, and they get and no academic thing happens at all. I want to go on, but I'm trying to get this break set up correctly.
And Hake needed to come in too. I want to hear from my other expert, Hake, about this.
What else is that thing here?
You want me to go to somebody else to you? I want to hear about Hake while you're working on that, Nick.
We got so this Hake, coming up.
How long? No, we have time for it?
No, we have time. I just got to set up the right song and all that.
Oh, okay. Hake, what do you think about that? They went to, the MAGA hat group went to a black college to do that, and they ran off.
I've seen some of these guys doing this. I'm familiar with one in particular who was on my show before. And they go to all campuses. They don't go to just, they didn't just target a black campus. So they go to campuses dressed the same way with the MAGA hats and little signs to spark a discussion. And I don't know. I probably wouldn't do it. This guy who was on my show, he's getting beat up a lot by people locally because he was in L.A. for a long time, and he's a young like 22-year-old guy willing to sacrifice his body, I guess, for a while. But it reminds me of that guy Andy Ngo who documents Antifa, and Antifa physically attacks him.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would do it because I'm not trying to attract that kind of attention on me. But
why would they go to a black college at this time instead of going to a historically white college?
They've gone to both. So it's not one instead of the other. They're going to all kinds of colleges.
They're
going to white colleges as well.
Are they going to black colleges?
Yeah, apparently.
But this is the only one we know about.
Right. But I'm familiar with them going to white colleges as well.
And he said as much. He was talking to that reporter lady. He pretty much said as much because they were like, are you agitating in HBCU? He's like, just look at the first six stops of our tour. He was implying that it's not just black. So I think that's what he was saying.
Are there other colleges other than historically white college? So they have black universities and they have historically white universities, right?
Right.
What other universities are there?
Maybe there's some historically Hispanic universities. Quite Hispanic.
I want to finish this when I come back. Let me take a quick break and then your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love for you. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, folks, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1, right after the Hake Report.com. The American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. They are both on fire right now. Like 90 going north. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creeks don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an interesting discussion with Kyler Turner. And Kyler is a political commentator, social media influencer, and the host of Not So Erudite YouTube channel. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Women are so emotional and illogical, they can't make the right choice.
If women can't choose, then they can't sin.
Satan is the woman's God, and evil comes through the woman.
Don't think that that's a Christian belief, no.
And why not?
I would say that that's heretical. I don't think anyone theologically agrees with you.
See, this is why women shouldn't be voting. They're too emotional.
What's emotional about this?
You're not making logical decisions.
Well, I think I'm being more logical than you right now, right?
What the... At 11 a.m. tomorrow, the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. You should support the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel, the FallenState.tv. You become a member or whatever. And JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. I appreciate it. I want to just show you the cell phone footage of this white guy that went to the black college. And they set up a table there, and they got ran off by the blacks. This is from X. Watch this.
They threw a drink up top.
Oh, my gosh, they threw a drink up top.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Did somebody just throw something in our car?
Arrest.
They just tried to hit the car.
Still hitting the car.
Whoa! That was loud.
Amazing. So, hey, you say? Hake is one of the experts here on the Justin Lee Peterson Show, and so is, as well as the host of the Hake Report, his own show, and then the American Anchor Baby. And he's the host of the American Anchor Baby and an expert here on JesseLeePeterson.com. You say?
Very professional how those students conducted themselves. Not. The university the university put out some statement saying, oh, our students conducted themselves very professionally, which is false, obviously.
Yeah.
They're always lying.
But that's not false.
It's not false?
No.
That is professional?
That is professional for the blacks. That's black excellence.
Yeah.
That's how the blacks act. So that's professional when you're black to act that way.
Very low standards for themselves.
But in their mind, that's high standard to be violent.
Yeah. It just shows me that you can't trust anything that these people say. I'm a little on the guy's side because I know the guy. Even though normally I'd be like, I wouldn't be going over there just looking for trouble. But they go everywhere, and they're not necessarily
I've been everywhere, man.
You go to a historically white college or university, and people just, some of them might yell, and sometimes there was one white guy who yelled and screamed at them. He was like an LGBT, pro-LGBT type of a guy, right. a YouTuber, a competitor.
He was at the fight there?
At a different university I saw. And so there are dark-hearted people of all races acting like this. But normally, it's like a nothing thing. Sometimes people will come up and have a discussion. Other times, people will just ignore them.
Amazing. And what do you think, Anchorman? What do you say about it?
Yeah, it's a terrible state that people are in. It's crazy. It's crazy to see it. I mean, it shows me how, like, there really is no love between people for black people. I mean, you have whole institutions with fancy titles putting out official letters telling them, thank you for being professional. Like, they have given up on these people. There's everything going on between the races and talking about, let's educate each other, blah, blah, blah. It's all for show. Nobody's really doing anything. They're just, like, trying to get through another day.
My producer, Derek, who is black, said, it's so sad to see my people have been lied to. His people. The Nazi people.
Do you need to be authorized? Because they did an unauthorized visit. They show up unannounced to all these colleges and universities. Not like it's a pre-planned event that's announced so that Antifa can plan to shut them down and go crazy.
I think if you're going to do a public speech, you have to get approval from the university.
Right. But if you just set up a little table unannounced, do you have to do – is there some rule against that?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Because they're acting like they did something wrong, but they're doing it and getting away with it at all the other colleges and universities, the white ones.
And so I have a few questions about this.
All right.
Number one, why would these white guys go to a black college at a time like this when they already know the blacks hate them? They already know they're under genocide by the blacks, right? And then they know the blacks hate them. It's been out everywhere since Charlie assassination. Why would they go to an all-black college and set up a table now?
I would guess to show what's going on.
Why would they go, Anchor Baby?
I was thinking something like what James just said, but I was also thinking another possibility is I think it's also just as likely they don't know, Jesse.
Don't know
They
what?
Don't know how much the blacks hate.
They do know.
No, but
it's been everywhere since Charlie was assassinated.
But it's, you know how you don't know sometimes until it like happens to you or you really see it?
But they know this, Anchor Baby.
Know what?
That the blacks don't like them.
But, like, you know how you don't really know until you...
No, they
some
really
people,
know.
Not everybody. You and I are discerning people, but some people, they got to see, like, this angry face, and you were just there, and I'm like, wait, I was, like, the nicest guy. I was just there setting up a table. What did I do to this person? This black woman is just yelling in your face. Black Lives Matter. And then it, like, wow, these people are really angry. No? You guys are like, nah.
I mean, I think that colleges in
Derek,
general.
Come here for a minute. My other expert, he writes me all this stuff, so I want him to come here.
I think colleges in general are are the lion's den for somebody who's conservative to go into, but especially black ones. I mean, you've heard about this over the years, honestly. Like, remember that guy with the MAGA hat? Some, like, Howard University or something? They knocked off, they stole his MAGA hat and assaulted them?
Right. Something like
that.
It
has been going on for quite some time.
Derek, what do you think about the fact that these people went to the black college to do this at this time? This is my other expert, my producer of the show. This is Derek.
Move this way, Derek.
He black.
Oh, I think they did it for, I think there's multiple reasons to do it.
Why?
For one, Charlie Kirk, of course, you know, of course they're trying to keep his legacy alive.
What legacy?
Well, his legacy of debating on college campuses. They're trying to, you know, keep that movement going. And I'm not saying they're a part of TPUSA at all, but, you know, they're trying to keep that alive. I think for also for the viral clips, you know, I think they knew what they were getting themselves into for sure. I think that's a possible reason for the viral clips, because you can make a lot of, you know, if you get a good enough clip.
They did it for that reason.
I mean, that's another reason. If they, you know, because if you get a good enough clip, that'll put your name out there and you'll be able to generate a lot of money from that. So definitely for the viral clips, the money. I mean, what
so,
else?
Well, that's a right reason to go to a black college and for clips.
I mean, I was also going to say, too, and just for civil debate, I think if you really believe in your ideas, you should be able to articulate it and defend it. The way that they were acting, it was sort of sad to see, but those are, like, the real main reasons, I think, just for Charlie, possibly the fame and the money or the notoriety, and just for casual civil debate.
Amazing.
I think those are the main things.
What do you say to that, Anchor Baby?
About it being for Charlie?
It being for the money.
Oh.
For the viral clip.
For the notoriety and all that. I mean, that's the kind of, trying to show myself. That's kind of the, I don't know, I guess you could say that's like the ego reason behind most of anything we do. Like, you work out, you're like, I'm doing it for health, but some part of you is like, it's also for vanity.
Amazing.
So, it's possible, sure.
Huh?
That's possible, sure.
Huh?
It's possible, sure. Wait, I'm in your ears. I don't need to get louder. I'm coming through your headphones. I don't need to yell.
I know.
He always gets you.
Go ahead.
It's also to show what's going on. The viral thing goes viral, one, because blacks in general are kind of entertaining, and then blacks acting out is going to get the viral, and it's also going to show, look how bad these people are. It's crazy. On college campuses, it's kind of exposing what's going on to a broader audience of people who don't realize just how crazy these people are.
I believe that these two white guys that went to the black college, they went there for the thrill. It had nothing to do with Charlie, it had nothing to do with anything but a thrill. Derek may be onto something for the clips and the money. Because why would you go to a black college right now when it's already just nothing but evil in the air? And why would you just pick up and run to a black college and you're white? And you already know that you're under attack anyway. Why would you go to a black college? They knew that these black people were going to act that way. That's why they got the table, set it up on the lawn out front. They knew that this was going to happen. Why didn't they just go, if they got to have the thrill, why not just go to a historical white university?
Because it's not as big of a thrill.
Right. It ain't about love. It wasn't about Charlie. It wasn't about MAGA. It was about getting some hits.
That's interesting. I didn't.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Yes. There is some. You know, this is what happened in hell, but you're right. They do it for thrills. But you're not. If they're supposed to be representing MAGA, MAGA's supposed to be doing what's right, being right. You don't go and try to get a thrill. they had on their hats. They went to a black college at a time when everything is already in chaos after the assassination of that boy. So they knew what they were doing. It wasn't for they wanted an honest debate. Yes, Nick?
I was going to say that when I saw their question on their table, which was abolish all DEI or something
right.
like that, and they were at that college.
But this is not the time to go to a black college campus and say that.
I honestly did think that when I saw that, but the moment I heard him say, oh, just look at the – that he said something about having multiple locations, I just – I threw that out of my head. Like, okay, no, he was going around to different ones. It's all good. So I didn't even think on that even one second more.
I don't know.
So but what?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think for one, the topic, DEI – a lot of black people are involved in DEI programs. So.
They are. Black people love free stuff. They are DEI, affirmative action people. It's the way it is. But you don't go to a black college. You're white. Yeah. You don't, you're not even invited there. You are going to sit up a table on the lawn with a MAGA hat on.
I think
that, this is a setup.
That's probably the main thing that I'd say.
Okay. I see that perspective. What about in a different angle? That's also the exact place where you go to ask that question.
No, not now, though.
Maybe not now. That's the exact people you'd ask that
what
question to.
What do you mean by not now?
There's already hatred in the air. Everybody fighting over the whites and the blacks are really fighting now with the Charlie thing. And these people knew what was going to happen. That's why they have video. They're ready to record and everything.
Yeah, they, I mean, they record all of their interactions.
And they knew
for...
that the blacks were going to act this way. And then the blacks are so out of control, they allowed themselves to act that way so they could be used. They got used. They got played.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you can make the argument for all forms of, like, outside debates.
What?
You know, I think you can make the argument for all debates, just outside debates. Like, when you set up a table and you said, hey, let's debate about this. I think you can make
the argument. Look at the subject they were dealing with at a black college right now.
Yeah.
Why didn't they go to a historical white college?
Well, that's just you know, black colleges, they participate. Well, black students, they participate more in DEI programs.
Right. What a mess. So,
I generally like how this guy that I'm thinking of, can I say his name? Because he's been on my show.
Yeah.
Cam Higby, how he conducts himself. But I did, when he was last week or so, I saw this guy screaming at him, screaming and yelling, and it was a white guy, purportedly white, one of the LGBT, like I mentioned.
Right.
And Cam was just recording him and making little statements, small statements that were true and fair, I guess. But it did cross my mind that you shouldn't really engage with the devil like that.
Right. You had two white guys went to the devil's den.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
A black college. At a time like this, when they know black people don't like Charlie or didn't like him, and they're glad he's dead, and they're going to say, oh, let's go. Oh, tomorrow we're going to get a tape and go sit up at a black college in a mega hat and ask these kind of questions.
Can I say that's a setup? Can I say that I'm glad that he did it so that we could talk about it? Because very entertaining little segment here.
Dang it. I kind of want to see those black people go crazy again. It was sort of sad.
And then lie about it like they were professional.
Isn't it not hard to get blacks to respond to anger because they're so violent?
Yeah.
And not all, but most blacks are so violent and easy to anger.
Nice.
So it doesn't take much to... get them, look at that, look how they're acting, like they're in Africa.
Oh my gosh, they threw a drink up
the
off.
It's not hard to get the black to act this way. And they knew that the black were going to act that way. Really, they knew it, especially right now.
And you can be just as provocative at a white college. And
right. They could have gone to a historical white college and the liberal whites would have acted out too. They didn't have to go to the black college, but you get more hits at the black college because you know black are at. They're very violent, angry, violent people. Let me go to LJ out of Florida, first time caller out of Florida. LJ, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, LJ.
I'm trying to take you off speakerphone. How are you today, man?
All is well.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just had a question. Black? Can you hear me? You said, am I black?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. You black.
Yeah, so I just had a question, but I had a comment, a few comments as well.
Okay.
In regards to the college incidents with the, I think it was Texas or TCU?
Texas University.
Tennessee.
Tennessee University.
Yeah. State University. TSU.
Tennessee State. Okay. So I just had just a kind of few comments on that. I do agree in the sense of the idea of going to a campus and people conducting themselves in a certain way. I do not feel like the students conducted themselves in the best way, but I look at the situation as a whole, and I think that the two people that came to that college during this time, I think they had an ulterior motive.
They did. That's so apparent.
Yeah, it was very apparent. So when we talk about going to a college campus in general, you're going to an environment with people who have undeveloped brains. So whether it's a white campus or whether it is a predominantly black campus, you're going to an arena with people who can be unhinged. Now, I do agree they were very much so unhinged, but I think my question to you is, do you feel that at some point in time, people will be able to go to these college campuses and debate and actually come to some type of agreement, or do you think it's always going to be one side against the other and a level of division?
It's going to always be one side against the other, and there's always going to be a warlike thing happening. And especially now that Charlie had expired and was assassinated, and the white people kind of at the university are rising up in the way that they're doing it, there ain't no way they're going to ever have a sober debate anymore. It's only going to get worse, not better.
So then why do people still go to colleges and debate if it's only going to get worse? What's the point?
The thrill of it. Evil people get a good thrill from making other people afraid, angry, and from going after people. And so it's for that. That's what happened in hell. And this is hell on earth coming through human nature, and human beings are evil. So it's all for the thrill, but there'll never be another sober debate at all unless white people just debate with white people, not even with liberals, but just with whites. Conservative and liberal with liberal people and black with the black. It's never going to be another sober debate.
Okay. That makes
it's just
sense.
Devils okay, fighting yeah. devils.
That is pretty much it. I just, wanted to get your take on that. So yeah. I appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome, man. What a mess, huh?
It's a mess.
Yeah. Thank you, LJ. Amazing.
All right. Thank you. All right.
I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. Two more hours to go. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. I'll be right back after the hate report. The news. Hate news. Not the fake news. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world. That old late night host, low rated late night host, got back on air and he got good ratings for the first time in his life. I'm kidding around. I don't know how good of ratings he has gotten or will get when it all calms down. There was a shooting at that ICE facility. You heard about that on the Jesse Lee Peterson show early this morning. Here in the first hour over in Dallas, Texas, that young purportedly white man did himself in and I think he killed an illegal and he shot a couple of other illegals. I guess they're illegals if they're detainees, ICE detainees. And there's drama about a government shutdown. Oh, Lord. We'll get to your super chats, guys. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, the 25th of September, AD 2025. The lines are almost full, but there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hate News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls, all right? Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports that so-called late-night host Jimmy Kimmel returned to TV, and it set a new record for his show, best he's ever had, ABC, because everybody's interested in what he's going to say. Is he going to apologize? Doubt it. Anyway, ABC says roughly 6.3 million viewers watched Jimmy Kimmel's first post-suspension episode a couple of evenings ago on Tuesday, more than three times his typical audience. Probably a lot more than three times his typical audience, because I don't even know if he even gets 1 million viewers. And they got 6.3 million? I don't know. Anyway, a shooting at an immigration facility. You heard about this from Bill Lockwood yesterday, who was on the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and this morning from JLP, talking about these whites being used. A shooting at an immigration facility in Dallas, Tejas, Texas, has left one detainee dead and at least two others in critical condition. The FBI is investigating the shooting as an act of targeted violence after a quote-unquote sniper on a nearby rooftop fired indiscriminately at the ICE building. One of the injured detainees, a Mexican national, according to the Mexican government. The shooter was identified, a 29-year-old man. 29-year-old Dallas resident, looked like a little boy or a very young man who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. What a waste, huh? Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told Commie Nonsense the shooter was very much against ICE agents based on the evidence gathered. This woman secretary's comments came as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is blaming the shooting on rhetoric from radical left Democrats. Valid. Anyway, the government shut down. Federal government could shut down next week. Let's hope. Nah, I don't know. If Congress fails to pass a spending bill by the end of the month, essential services could remain in operation, but many government agencies would come to a halt October 1st. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees. Can you imagine? There's hundreds of thousands of federal employees. What a joke. Anyway, they would go on without pay until the deadlock is resolved. The White on the Inside White House Budget Office is instructing federal agencies to prepare plans for mass firings in the event of a government shutdown, with instructions to target programs they're not legally required to continue. Nice. The threat of mass job losses is likely to escalate the partisan funding showdown over the next several days with demon rats, I call them, Democrats, demanding key concessions, most notably an extension of Obamacare, enhanced subsidies set to expire at the end of the year. It is hurricane season, and they have one storm that's named after a male. It's supposed to be a woman's name, Tropical Storm Humberto, with an H, has formed over the Atlantic, or in the Atlantic, and another system in the near the Bahamas could soon develop, putting the East Coast on alert heading into the weekend. Humberto, the eighth named storm of the season. These feminists forcing us to call them men's names, too. It's a woman's name. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show already. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by going by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what would happen if you never thought about yourself again? What would happen if you never thought about yourself again? That's the assignment for the fellowship this week. For a whole week, don't think about yourself. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. Whatever, working out, whatever you're doing. But you can also still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour on Thursday. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
News for you. We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. What a mess. What a mess. Hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And God is not man. I want to go to the first time caller, Nathan out of Texas. Nathan, you are on the air.
Hey, it's Peterson.
Yeah, Nathan.
Hey, man, I just had a quick, thank you for taking my call, by the way.
Yes.
I just had a quick question about a buddy of mine. He's as far as I knew him, he was a very hardcore right-wing conservative, but...
Are you on a speaker, Nathan, or a blue suit?
It might, hold on a minute. Yeah. My truck, I'm near my truck, hold on one second.
Oh, you're in your truck, okay.
Is that better?
Yes, it is, go ahead.
Oh, good. No, I was just saying, I got a buddy of mine here. He's gone through some things in his life, but I don't know. I'm asking because what do I need to do as a friend to help him or maybe be an example to him? Because he's gone from selling his pretty decent home to $240,000. He sold it for dirt cheap, like $130,000, and he ended up buying a trailer, and now he lives out in a place that he ain't even supposed to be living in. Anyway, and he got married to a woman that, as far as I know, he says she's conservative, but now he's starting to show a lot of left-wing views. And so as a friend, as a conservative friend, I want to know what's the best way to approach that type of situation?
The best and the right and the only way you should deal with it is to wish him well and let him suffer.
Let him suffer.
And don't judge him at all, because you got to realize, Nathan, that most human beings, male and female, liberals and conservatives, Christians and non-Christians alike, they love their hell. They love their misery. And if you get involved trying to take that away from them by trying to help them, they're going to destroy you, because they're going to hate the light in you, the darkness in them, going to hate the light in you, or they don't even want help. And so you end up being destroyed. I would highly recommend you let him live and do what he wants, and just wish him well, and do not try to help him at all. You can't help him. You can't even help yourself, so you definitely can't help anyone else.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that answers it then.
Do you want to help him?
Of course.
Why?
Well, he's been a good friend to me for a long time, up until like these recent years. He just kind of drifted away, and I don't know. I feel like I want to reel him back in, you know?
But why? He is showing you he is your enemy and not your friend. Why do you want to reel your enemy back in?
I don't know. I guess it's in my nature.
But that's a wrong nature. It doesn't make sense. You want to bring your enemy back into your life?
Well, I don't know if I would say he was my enemy, but
you said he walked
not
away.
Yet anyway. Yeah, I mean, not directly. Not like we'll still talk every now and then, but most of the time he just kind of has his own views and goes off his own way.
Right. And so, do you think you can help anyone?
I can try.
How? Why? How? God? If God is not helping him, why do you think you can help him?
I don't know. That I don't know. As far as like why, I don't know. Other than just trying and giving my best shot. He has this thing where I feel like where you think something's common sense, but for him it doesn't make it, it's he doesn't care. And I'll tell you, he said, "Money means nothing to me." And I'm like, but he says that, and then he starts going downhill. And let me ask you, would you live in an Eddie Bauer?
What?
Would you? Like a little trailer?
I don't know what I would do. I have to wait and see. Because that may be what he wants.
Maybe. I think he's infatuated with debt. He doesn't want to take on any debt, so he'd rather live a really, albeit somewhat illegal, lifestyle.
So why don't you just let him live that way and wish him well, and you go on with your life? Why are you feeling and thinking anything about it at all?
I guess because I kind of care about him.
If you cared about him, you would leave him alone. You would let him live the way you want to live, if you care about him.
Okay. Well, that's good advice. I'll try that.
Yeah. Wish him well, but move on with your life and let him go through what he got to go through. He has a right. His life is a gift from God, right? God gave everybody a gift by giving us life. But he lets you do what you want with that gift. You make that gift better or you make that gift worse. And God's not going to interfere to try to make you make the gift, appreciate the gift in any other way than what you want to. So you should wish him the same thing. Let him live the way he want to live and have no opinion about it at all. You have no right to have an opinion about how someone else want to live.
Let me ask you this. What if he asked me for money?
Don't give him a dime.
All right.
Just say, no, I'm not giving you any money. You have decided to live that way. I'm not giving you one dime, because he's not going to give me back anyway. But no, don't give him a dime. Don't judge him for the way he's living, but don't help him in any way at all.
He might be. I told him to listen in. He might be listening. His name is Seth. Would you mind giving him a few words of encouragement?
What's his name?
Seth.
Death. Death, you have a right to live any kind of way you want to live. Seth, you have a right to live any kind of way you want to live. No one has a right to interfere with your life, so go and live your life whatever way that is. And Nathan, mean well, but he can't do anything about your life.
There we go. I hope that helps.
And Nathan, don't judge him, but don't give him your money. Don't try to convince him he's living wrong. You can't let him go through what he got to go through. Maybe that, you never know what will happen. Let him go through what he, don't be a mama to him.
Right. All right. Well, I got to run, but I should appreciate you. And okay. Don't forget to put 2 pieces of bread stock on top, Joe. I appreciate you.
So what now?
Don't forget to do good. I appreciate you.
All right. Take care,
buddy. I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Chicago and talk to Eduardo. Eduardo, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
I just need some general advice.
Speak up a little bit.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now.
Yeah, so 3 months ago, I quit my job just due to too much. I was getting way too much anxiety, which is, I know, is anger. I ended up quitting my job, and I moved in. I moved out of my my roommate's apartment too. I was living with one of my roommates, and now I'm actually at my I'm at my brother's house, but my parents live here. And
your parents live with your brother?
Yeah, it's a 3-flat. It's a separate unit, but I understand that's still like not good. But I ended up moving here due to money issues, so I'm now living here. So it's been 3 months since I'm living with them, and I just feel like things have gotten like worse for me. In all honesty, in terms of like anger and stuff, yesterday I had to forgive my mom again because I feel like the first time I did it, it was more of like just because I heard you say it. But yesterday I feel like I truly forgave her, and the first thing she did was she went to go tell my dad, and then I kind of had like an argument with my dad about that, and because my dad is like really, really beta, man, so he basically told me, oh, why'd you make your mom cry? And I was like, I didn't make her cry, I just apologized for resenting her and everything she did to me and all that. So I told her that. So I just don't know like what should I do, because like I have so much anxiety to the point where I can't even sleep anymore. I have like a chest tightness and just feeling dizzy that I'm like even afraid to get a job, feeling like I'm gonna pass out now at a job.
We have some type of problem with your phone. Stay close to your phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can now, but stay close to your phone.
Okay. Yes.
And so yeah, I've been. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I'm doing it every day, Jesse, morning and night. It's just like I'm sorry, go ahead.
So what I recommend, you stop paying attention. Just be aware of the thoughts and emotions that are going through your body. Don't call it you. Don't identify with it. And get up and go find yourself a job. And eventually you'll be able to move out. Don't argue with your parents. Don't argue with your brother. And just watch those thoughts or feelings and let the light take care of the darkness, and you'll be fine.
Okay, I also have another question.
And don't be
like
mad. Are you on a speaker or something?
No, I'm not on speaker, Jesse.
Okay, and don't be mad at your dad, your father, or your mother, or anyone about anything. Let them think and feel and act the way they want. But don't get involved in their lives. You just quietly live your own life.
Okay. I also have another question, Jesse.
Yeah.
Is it like normal that I can't like relate anymore to any of like my brothers or my mom and dad anymore? Is that like normal while you're going through like the spiritual path?
Yes, that's normal. You're overcoming the world inside of you, your mind, and you're overcoming the world outside of you. So you're not going to be able to relate to the darkness.
Okay, and also, like, interest. Like, I feel like I'm just, like, losing interest in, like, just, I don't know, and, like, just doing, like, a job, getting a job, all that. I've had so many jobs where it's, like, I just don't feel, like, interested in doing a job anymore. I don't know. It's weird. It's, like.
But you got to get up and you don't need to be interested in it. Just get up and go to work. You got to earn a living for yourself. Be grateful that you have a job. Don't complain about it. Go and when the people hire you, keep your word and work hard, get paid, and live your life. You don't need to be interested in anything.
Okay. also, Jesse, like, I've been following you for, like, 6 years or so, and, like, just one of the biggest issues that I've had, like, in terms of dropping is, like, it's pornography and women, man. It's, like, I just can't seem to, like, stop doing all that, and I really, like, want to just be free of that.
The way you be free of it, stop thinking about it. When the thoughts come about it, just be aware of the thoughts, do nothing about it, and it'll pass. You're just in your head, man. You still believe in thoughts and emotions. You're still identifying with them as though they are real, as though they're you, as though they're true, and they're not. So just stop saying I this and I that and I this, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
And don't try to stop fighting. You're trying to fight with evil, and because you're trying to fight with it, God can't help you.
Okay.
So be aware of all that that's going through you. Just be aware, but quietly be aware. Don't call it you, and go and live your life. Get your job. Eventually get your place, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you taking the time.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super, 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 super chat. And while hate is coming in, let me go to Will out of Texas. Will, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. How are you?
All is well, Will.
There we go. Sorry about that, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, Jesse. Good morning, crew.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Hake. Liked your great white shark shirt. So you're the, instead of the great white hope, you could be the great white shark. So
Hake, you know what you're talking about?
Mm-mm. Nice. Thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah. sorry, to get to my point, to keep it pithy, as you say, I just simply called to point out when you had your panel of experts on discussing the gentlemen who were going to the historically black college and trying to have a debate, and you had pointed out, well, why would they go there except for the thrills or for seeking some type of, you know, personal validation? And I was pointing out to Derek, your producer, that, you know, Jesus went where he wasn't wanted. He knew that it was dangerous and that people were out to get him, and yet he went anyway, and that he preached often to seek out, you know, the places that you would have, you know, differences of opinion. And so I think that was just important to keep in retrospect, is that, you know, we're not called to take the easy path sometimes, and we're actually, you know, the road is long and path is narrow.
But when Jesus went, he didn't have a cell phone trying to get clicks.
I mean, no, he didn't have a cell phone trying to get clicks, but he had a posse of 12 people
who
were constantly spreading his word. He had disciples and everything else. People spread their word by word of mouth.
I know, but Will, why would those guys go to a black college right now with all this hell going on already? Why would they go to a black college, set up a table on the lawn there, and they have the subjects about DEI and whatever else they had? That was for to get a reaction from the blacks. And they knew that blacks were going to react because blacks, and not all but most, hate white people anyway. And they knew that the blacks were going to do what they did.
Right. I would agree. I'm sure, you know, because if you're pointing out, yeah, well, they chose the topic of DEI, and anybody with common sense could sit and say,
especially
well,
right now.
I'm sorry, sir?
Especially right now. Jesus would never have deliberately set anyone up to overreact to him.
Hmm. True. Okay, that's true. But then I guess let me turn the question around.
Yeah.
If not now, so then you're supposing that that there's supposed to be some type of settling. You're supposing there's some type of settling point as to when, oh, well, now is a better time. If not now, then when, you know, and I would ask that question. Well, then if not now, if, you know, if the waters are already muddy, you know, if not now, then when? You're supposing that there would be a better outcome. And I would digress and say that the outcome would be the same no matter when you waited. So, it would be the way it would be irrespective of what time you chose to bring it up.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm simply saying that whether or not they waited till things settled down or they addressed the issue now, I don't believe the outcome
of them simply going there would change. That
but we don't, you don't know that, though. You're just assuming that. We're talking about what happened right now. Those guys took cell phones. They went to a black college knowing that the blacks were going to be out of control and overreact. They set up a table on the front lawn. They wouldn't even, it wasn't even an invited speech to give. On the front, two white guys with a mega hats went and set up a table on the black college, knowing how evil black people are against white people or anyone else that disagree with them. They got what they were looking for. The blacks acted just the way the white people wanted it, and the white people made a video of it, as Derek said, for the clicks. That wasn't about Jesus. Jesus would have never done that. Jesus did not set anyone up to react to him.
Do you think it would ever get any better? I mean, do you think it would ever be, like, do you think, my question being, would it ever be a point that they could set something up, that it, they would get a more, you know, favorable response?
No.
Do you think that would ever happen?
It's never going to happen. It's only going to get worse because this is hell on earth and human beings are evil. It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse.
So it's a futile effort then in your eyes?
Yes. You're not supposed to be trying to help anyone anyway. You're not supposed to be trying to save anyone. And black people do not want to be saved, and especially by white folks. They hate white people.
That is true. Yeah, I guess I could see your point there. I mean, maybe you take the Sermon on the Mount. Maybe Jesus had it on the Mount, and those who were willing to listen would come up to the Mount, but he didn't hold it in the town square.
That's right.
All right, I'll end on that. That sounds great. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And, you know, ever since Charlie, I've really just started leaning a lot heavier into Christ and everything. And I'll take it for what it is. God leads the way, and I'm not here to judge how I get there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and
thank you very much.
And
yes, sir.
You stay with working on you, work on, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and just leave everybody else in hell.
Yes, sir. It's not my job to save them. The Lord's working on me.
You can't even save you. How can you? You can't save another person.
Exactly. And sometimes, as somebody pointed out, when we do try to save people, we're actually standing in the way of God's will and how He's wanting to save them or not save them.
Anyone that tries to save someone is playing an ego God game. They think they are God, and they are not.
Or acting on His behalf. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. Great. Thanks a lot, guys. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday and be looking forward to Black Friday.
Right on. Thank you, Will.
Later, guys.
Bye. Amazing. Super chat. Super, super.
Nee Chauvin on Punchy.tv stream on Cozy says, so instead of wasting time in high school and college lusting, a girl could learn all her skills starting at 15. Snagatree says, these girls, there were girls as young as 15 getting married when I was a kid.
Of course. It wasn't unusual. It wasn't molestation. It was normal. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Snagatree on Rumble and Nee Chauvin on Cozy. Official Janitor says on Punchy TV, first time tuning it, I love the show already.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for your support.
Punchy TV available now on audio podcast as well as video.
Amazing.
Misty donated an ice cream.
As a matter of fact, the new episode of Punchy TV.
Yep. It's on podcasts.
Right on.
Yesterday's show.
Okay.
And shout out yesterday's top supporters, Nazulium, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, and the rest. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
Dawn says, hello, Jesse and crew on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I now have a job, and outside of work, I don't know what to do with myself. The desire to create, explore, build, or accomplish is there, but those spring from out of the emptiness, boredom, inadequacy I feel. Not sure if that's me being lured into thrills and excitement to feel better about myself, or if as a human being, it's what I'm supposed to do with my time. I deserve to feel not so great about myself because I don't do those things. Can you guys tell me what I need to hear? Thanks, says Dawn.
And what's the question?
Can you tell me what I need to hear?
About what?
About outside of work, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Do
he
nothing.
He has all these ideas.
Do nothing.
Doesn't feel great about himself.
Just do what's in front of you, and there's no stuff to feel great about. So don't even try. Amazing. Thank you.
Two coffees from Nikki. Thank you, Don. Nikki says, on Sunday you said, when you're awake, you look at someone and you don't really see them. You only see a mirage. Can you explain what you mean by that?
When you're awake, you say? No, when you're asleep.
When you're not awake.
Yeah. You see the physical person, but you're not really seeing the real person because you can't see the real person unless you're awake. And so, and that's why you judge one another, because you're looking at the physical instead of the real what's going on inside the person. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Garrett, yeah. Three coffees. On what you were saying yesterday in the don't start if you're not ready section,
yeah,
I can speak on my own experience and know that's 100% correct. I tried, I was not ready, and all the H-E double hockey sticks broke out. Shout out to Hake, laughing face, tears. I'd love to call in sometime and share a little bit about it if God is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you, Jesse. He says.
Absolutely. Feel free to call 888-7753-773. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Mommy Africa Tembi bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, thank you for taking my call yesterday. It was cool getting through to your show again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Mommy Africa Tembi with yet another coffee. Is it normal that as I'm working on myself, I don't feel a need to call or visit quote-unquote family like mom and dad anymore? Focused on my fiance and child now. I'd also skip Christmas gathering, to be honest, says Tembi.
Right on. Yes. Because you're overcoming the world. That's amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Gregatron with three coffees wants Mimi to have her own show. He likes her a lot.
Amazing.
If not, see if she can come on for Female Monday sometimes. What do you think, he asked. Also, what happened to that 15-year-old kid who had...
What love got to do with it? What?
Also, what happened to that 15-year-old kid who you had on the show? Was his name Ethan? When is he coming back? Double question mark, please and thanks.
Who is that?
Gregatron. Talking about Ethan, the 15-year-old young man who was on the show some months back, actually,
I
recall. No, I think it was over Skype. I think you Skyped with this guy or Zoomed with him.
I don't remember.
I don't exactly remember either, but it sounds so familiar.
It does sound familiar, but I just don't remember. Never ask a black person what ever happened to someone. Amazing. Thank you.
R.H. Hernandez, the fourth, 10 coffees. Very generous. My favorite name that Jesse says wrong is Pete Buttcheek.
Pete Buttcheek. Amazing.
You would, R.H. Thank you, sir.
What's his name?
Boot Edge Edge.
What?
Boot Edge Edge.
That's his name?
Yep, that's how you pronounce it. This is the correct pronunciation.
So it's not Pete Buttcheek?
Obviously not.
Is Pete Edge Edge?
Boot Edge Edge.
Booty Edge Edge.
No. Boot Edge Edge.
Boot Edge Edge. That doesn't sound right either.
It may not sound right, but it is right.
Really?
I've even heard Trump pronounce it because he was taught to pronounce it Boot Edge Edge.
Okay. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, I'm back online. Don't panic, laughing. Just a quick one. So glad Trump said he hated because it really gave me a chance to see the true spirit in him. I knew anyway, but this concreted it for me. And all I can say is, what manner of man is this?
The wind and the sea obeys him. Obey. And they call him daddy. They call him king. I call him the great white hope. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Bible thumping Thursday again. Why, Lord? Why, Lord?
Not yours, Lord. Why, yours, Lord? Amazing.
Michael, welcome new member. Nice.
Thank you, Michael. Amazing.
The observer of thoughts says amazing.
Right on. Thank you.
The thought watcher. BBQ answer.
What would happen if you never thought about yourself again?
I will lose all my false identities and will meet my real me.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
A-L-L.
We're in break.
No message.
We're in break already?
Correct.
Thank
and we'll
you
read
all.
The rest
Let me
later,
take
guys.
A break.
Thank y'all.
When I come back, your phone calls and more, your super chats, right after this break.
And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. This, because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Don't forget to support us on social media. We're on kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, pure.net/Jesse Lee Peterson, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, jesseleepeterson.com/show. Rumble, you gotta know how to rumble. .com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. What's that? What?
This is
distracting me doing a commercial break.
So, okay, nice. Well, this is Ethan.
Oh. Ethan said he can do the show because he's trying to finish college.
Nice.
And he didn't want to be attacked.
Right on.
Something like that. And don't forget, if you're on YouTube, smack the button. Is that right?
That's not my word.
That's what Derek is telling me.
Yes. Hit the like.
Hit the like button if you're on YouTube. Hit the like. I'm told to tell y'all to hit the like button on YouTube. All right? And ring the bells, follow, subscribe, and all that good stuff. Let me go to Tawana out of Georgia. Tawana, you
are
on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Tawana.
How you doing?
All is well.
Good. I always like to say I am from Georgia, but by the way of Alabama, so I always say we could be long-lost cousins.
There you go. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either. But, yeah, what I wanted to call about is that Tennessee State ordeal. This is not the first time that this has happened this month. There was a gentleman that you had on your show. Well, his name was Charleston White. And he went to a historical black college in Mississippi, smaller college, I think it was like Tuscaloosa or something, Mississippi. Well, they attacked him the same way because he was trying to educate the blacks, and they got offended, and they felt like he was attacking them. And it was something that was already planned for him to come. And so whenever he came out, you know, and then, of course, they wanted to defend the students later by saying we had denied the actual building that they were to use.
Was he invited? And, but Charter was invited. These two white guys went there uninvited, according to the report, and just set up a table on a black college at a time when the assassination of a white guy is still, like, on everybody's mind. And they went there with mega hats on, talking about DEI and all that, they knew that they were going to get that type of response.
I totally agree.
It was
but
out
I believe
of love.
They could...
It wasn't trying to help. And maybe the blacks would have went off anyway, but at least the white guy could have said, well, we're invited. We're supposed to be speaking there, but this is not the time for them to do something like that.
I totally agree with
especially
you.
Especially knowing how much the white people hate them.
I totally agree, and that's the reason why I was bringing this up, because if a gentleman is invited to go to a campus and they run him off, and he's a black guy, and why would you show up unannounced?
Especially right now.
The agenda right now. So you know if they ran him off, they're going to do the same for you guys unannounced with a MAGA hat on.
Well, I think Derek, my producer, had a point. They wanted to, apparently people do things now to get clicks.
Right, because he went
and
viral, too.
On the internet. So maybe they did it for that reason, because they wanted clicks. Because they had to know going to a black college in that situation at this time would just create a problem. And they could have gone to a historical white college and done the same thing. It would have been as dramatic as they did at the black college.
I agree. But it's just what I think, like he said, it was for the clique.
Yeah,
because
for the
Charles
clique.
White
so
did give
black
a lot
people,
of clique. For
white
him.
People were doing it, they were doing this for the clique.
Yeah, because Charles got a lot of clique for what he did as well, you know. So they probably said, hey, we're going to give it a try. So, but like you said, it's all evil. It's always a hidden agenda. Whether you do it nicely, you could be evil. And you could do it radical and still be evil. So, like you say, you know. Evil is evil. No, I don't care who's doing it.
Right. Amazing. Thank you, Tawana.
You're welcome. That was just funny, so I wanted to discuss that with you.
Right on. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good rest of your day and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Germany and talk to John out of Germany. John, what? Jan out of Germany. Jan, you are on the air.
Every single time. What? Oh, Jan. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my producer talking to me in my ear here.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have a question.
Yes.
Do you trust Trump?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Well, would you agree that the devil is the great deceiver?
What had to do with Trump?
Well, if the devil is a great deceiver, right, would he be able to, you know, make you believe in someone because he's doing all the right things outside, but in and then at some point
well,
he switches
believe,
it up?
I don't believe
you'll be
in
right.
Trump. I appreciate the work that he's doing for the country, and I don't need to believe in him to appreciate the work. We hire him. We hired him to work for us, and he's doing that. He's closed the borders down for the first time in years. He's deporting the illegal aliens. He's bringing back jobs and companies to the country. We're first time in a long time being respected around the world. And so I don't need to trust in him in order to hire him to work for us, and that's what he's doing.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, but that was not my question. My question is if you trust him.
I don't trust him or anyone, but I don't need to trust Donald Trump. He is an employee, and you don't need to trust him. You just need to make sure he does a good job, and if he doesn't, you can fire him.
Okay, so if the moment shall come where you're like, what is happening? This is not a good job anymore.
Don't do ifs. Always have a wait and see.
No, of course, of
because
course.
Because a person with an if mind is a double-minded person, and a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways.
Yeah, but also a person that glorifies
don't
man.
Don't do if.
A person... Yeah, I agree. But a person that glorifies a man is also a trapped person.
Who did he glorify? He didn't glorify anyone.
No, I'm asking if you, sometimes it sounds like you're glorifying him, man.
By appreciating his work, why does this sound like glorifying him? What the?
What are you saying? He controls the wind and I don't know. He's like Superman, man. He's like the Hulk.
Oh, when I say what manner of man is this? The wind and sea yes, obey yes. him? Are you saying
that? Yeah,
that
sounds like glorification to me.
So when Jesus told the disciples that, did that sound like glorification to, was Jesus glorifying the disciples when he told them they can tell the wind and sea to obey them?
No, he was telling them that.
So why does that sound like glorification now to say that about Trump when Jesus said to the disciple about them?
No, when Jesus talked to the disciples, he was pointing out something.
When Jesus told the disciples, you can tell the wind and sea to be still. Was Jesus glorifying the disciples when he told them that?
No.
So why would you say it's glorifying Trump to say that about him?
Well, because I am not seeing him do that. I'm seeing him do some policy changes that are good.
You have not seen him do
what? Well, what you said, like change to split the sea or whatever.
You haven't seen the disciples do it either, but Jesus said they could.
Well, I'm not saying that they can't.
So why would you call it glorification?
Why would you call that glorification then? But by this, okay. Let me ask you a question.
No, answer that question first.
Can Kamala Harris also split?
We're not talking about Kamala Harris. I'm asking you, why would you call it glorification when I say, what manner of man is this, referring to Donald Trump, the wind and sea obeys him, when Jesus said the same thing about the disciples and that we can do the same thing? Why would you call that glorification with Trump?
The only reason I'm bringing it up is because I am worried that you have a dead angle. You know, there's something that you cannot see because you were worried when Jesus said that you like him.
Were you worried when Jesus said that about the disciples?
No.
So why would you worry about Trump then?
No, I'm not worrying about Trump. The only thing I'm saying, whatever you do, right? I'm just saying, be cautious to put your trust in man. That's all I'm saying.
My trust is not in man.
That's great, then.
And then you say you're worried I may have a blind spot about Trump. What's the blind spot?
Well, the blind spot is that, look, the devil is a great deceiver, right? And it's even written that when evil will move in great grand ways, that will look amazing. It will look so sweet.
What's the blind spot about Trump?
Look, there are sweet things that he's doing, right?
No, but I'm just saying, like the total Trump package
might
all.
Not be. No?
No. He's doing his job. He's not doing sweet.
I mean something that you
He's
like.
He's not doing sweet things. He's doing his job.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I made my point. I'm thinking, thank you, man. Bye.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Daniel out of Florida. Daniel, you're on the air. Daniel hung up. What the? 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jacob out of Florida.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Jacob.
How are you doing?
All is well.
All right. I'm calling as somebody who doesn't know anything about the Bible. I'm just finding God and learning to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But as I'm reading the Bible, I don't know why St. Michael, I just would like to know what you know about St. Michael. I guess that's all I have to ask.
Who is St. Michael?
Yes. I don't know a voice in my head. I don't know why. His name seems very important right now to me. You know what I mean?
No.
Does that make any sense?
Not at all.
Okay.
So let that pass. Stay out of your head about that.
Okay. 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 Well, I guess question answered.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. 888-773-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Blunt Wit says, bless this mess. Good luck. Good luck, everybody, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Dean, I love listening to this show. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Dean, and thank you for making it possible. Thank you.
And he also says, most people don't like their beliefs being challenged.
What a mess, huh? You're right. Amazing. Thank you.
Kilo Alpha Tango, bounce them obvious globes, Hake. Nice.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Rex, hey, Jesse, I'm hearing and seeing a lot of information and misinformation about Jesus not even being a Jew. What the saying is whatever, whatever, because he spoke Aramaic and Hebrew, of course. Anyway, thanks again. Love the whole Bond crew.
Right on. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Jonathan Three Coffees, only thing Derek is an expert in is of beating them children. Three Coffees.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about or referring to, but thank you.
And thank you, Jonathan, for the tip. Adam bought a coffee. Them guys going to HBCU
Hake
college.
Derek just says LMAO about that. What does that mean?
Laughing his off.
What?
Laughing his blank off.
That's what Derek just wrote?
Mm-hmm.
He just texted it to me?
Right.
Oh, about what the guy just said? Mm-hmm. About him beating the children? Okay. Thank you.
Adam, them guys going to the HBCU is nothing different from those fake preachers going to LGBT festivals and late night bars, etc., all for the thrill of it. Jesus never did that. He was always low-key and out the way.
Right.
Why don't they model that, says Adam.
There was no reason for those guys to go to their black college. At this time, especially, and they set up a table with big old signs on it that said they want to talk about DEI. Duh. They knew what was going to happen, and they know that the black was going to automatically react, and that's what they did. The blacks made a fool out of themselves. What a mess. Thank you.
Eric, do HBCUs give scholarships to dumb, violent white students for DEI purposes, diversity, equity, and inclusion?
I have no idea. I don't know what happens at the historic white college or the black college. Nowadays, everything is a mess. Thank you.
Eugene, if a person is physically possessed, can that person come to you? Can you cast these demons out?
I don't understand the question.
Can you cast out the demons from a possessed person?
Eugene has demons he won't cast out.
He doesn't say. He says if a person is physically possessed.
I can't respond, Eugene, because I don't know about the if thing. Now, I don't know if you're saying you have demons and you want them cast out or what's going on. But make it clear, all right? You're trying to say something, but I don't know what. Make it clear, either call 888-77-JESSE. Or make it clear on your super chat. Thank you, though.
Anthony on Cash App. HBCU students would have given a beatdown. Police. And he also says 10% or so graduate at that school, publicly funded. Don't know. Hadn't heard those things.
Me
Thank
either.
You, Anthony.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Fazul, that shirt, Judge Jesse. I'd watch that show.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bruce, in the Bible, does it...
Amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool. In the Bible, does it say the lion will lay with the lamb? I think it does.
Yeah, something like that.
The great white pope have an intense hatred for wickedness. Sirach, 1726.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric,
nice.
Five coffees. If they always skipped the HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, because the blacks are too violent, how long would it take for them to be called racists? He asks.
It wouldn't matter. And there's nothing wrong with white people going to a black college to give a talk. But don't do it just to get a reaction from the blacks. You know the blacks are going to react. And pretend that it was about something else. Go to a historical white college right now. Don't put your life on the line like that, because it could have turned out worse for you. Black people are already, white people are already under genocide by the blacks. Why would you put your life at risk like that just for the thrill of it and for, I guess, a click? Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin on Cash App, what's a black college? Good question.
Where only black people go. Right?
No.
That's not a black college.
That's right, because there's whites and others who go to these black colleges now more than ever. Hey, Eugene.
So the white people go to a black college because they won't have to work as hard for education?
I don't know. It could be.
They're like lazy white people want to go to a black college.
Maybe.
Interesting. Thank you.
Eugene, welcome, new show member.
Thank you,
sir.
Eugene.
Pretty cool.
Amazing.
And shout out to the Rumble crew and the D-Live crew, your supporters over there. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate your support, making it all possible. Let me try Daniel again from Florida. Daniel, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Daniel. You dropped your phone, dropped the other time?
Yes. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was going to ask you if you could hear me, but I know what you'd say. Huh? Yeah, listen, man, I almost never disagree with you.
Okay.
And my family and I, we love you. And so when I heard your take on the kids speaking out of the campuses, I disagreed. So I thought I'd give you a call.
Since nice.
It's kind of a more rare thing.
And what do you disagree with that? And this is about those two white guys going to a black college and setting up a table on the lawn. Right. Okay. What do you disagree about?
Well, my original disagreement was just a flat-out disagreement, and then obviously I've been on the phone listening to you talk to other people.
Right.
So it's not a flat-out disagreement now. It's more. It's just a partial disagreement. So I wouldn't dispute if the spirit of those guys was to get the thrill and do all that.
Right.
Then I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
And I get that. And that's a possibility. I don't know those guys. You know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Right. Right. And I understand. So. But what I did disagree with it, and you can correct me if I'm misinterpreting you, but I feel like you're kind of just saying, like, hey, nobody needs to be doing that right now. And that's what I disagree, because I feel like, you know, it's almost what you do, but you have a...
Daniel, hold that thought.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. That way you don't have to rush through it. Hold on. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
You get them. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
There's some serious, a whole lot of mess going on in the world. Cyber attacks at airports in like Denmark or something like that. I mentioned the hurricane season, and there's people gambling. Kamala Harris has this, some book out. She's doing some book tour. I thought she already started that. Rihanna has a third kid with ASAP Rocky. And other stuff going on. Ebola is back in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And they may get peace in Gaza, perhaps. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, the 25th of September, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. All right? And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats as they come in. Appreciate them. All right? And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. All right? So don't forget those. And catch yesterday's Punchy TV episode on Punchy TV YouTube channel. All right? Nice. I was telling you about that tropical storm, Humberto, that formed over the Atlantic. It's currently, it was at least the eighth named storm of the season, named after a male. Currently 500 miles away, or at least as of earlier this morning, 500 miles away from the Leeward Islands, expected to strengthen into a Category 2 or 3 hurricane in the coming days. Forecast to curve out to sea. Still too early to rule out impacts on Bermuda or elsewhere, okay? Meanwhile, forecasters closely monitoring a disorganized cluster of storms over the northeastern Caribbean, or Caribbean, whichever you prefer, I guess, which is intensifying as it moves toward the Bahamas. And an airport in northern Denmark forced to close today due to unauthorized drones in its airspace. Second time in this week, such incident. The drone sightings came amid a surge in cyber attacks, suspected Russian airspace violations across Europe. Just days ago, sightings of two or three large drones halted takeoffs and landings, all of them, for hours at an airport in Copenhagen, in what Denmark's prime minister called a serious attack on Danish critical infrastructure, communist buzzword. It's unclear if the incidents are linked, but the pattern is similar, said police. It follows a major cyber attack over the weekend that disrupted automatic check-in systems at several, at least a few, of Europe's busiest airports, including London's Heathrow. What a mess. Powerball, blah, 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 people gambling, I don't know. Kamala Harris kicked off her book tour in New York City. She's the former vice president. What a mess, huh? Talk about DEI. Began her book tour on Wednesday. Supporters and protesters, imagine protesting Kamala, in attendance. What a mess. Rihanna, you know that singer gal? She's from one of the islands, right? Kind of black. She welcomed her third child, congratulations, with ASAP Rocky. I felt like she should have stayed with Chris Brown, but I could be wrong. She's their chart-topping couple and celebrating another achievement, a baby girl. Congratulations. 37 confirmed Ebola cases linked to a new outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's two countries with Congo in the name, I guess. And one of them is Democratic Republic of Congo. And the other one is like Republic of Congo. I don't know. And the risk of spread to the United States is considered low at this time, according to CDC health advisory. But Ebola is pretty nasty. And here's a quote. We're hopeful, and I might even say confident, that in the coming days we'll be able to announce some sort of breakthrough. That's a quote from U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, W-I-T-K-O-F-F, expressing confidence there will be some sort of breakthrough after the Trump administration met with Arab leaders on Tuesday, a couple days ago, and proposed a 21-point peace plan to end the war in Gaza. The plan calls for a permanent ceasefire, the release of all hostages, and Israel's withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. We'll see if that works. Our greatest president making peace in the Middle East, or at least in your hearts. I'm James Hake, now JLP. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. And you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what will happen if you never thought about yourself again? What will happen if you never thought about yourself again? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. If you're just not able to sit and watch it because you got to do something else right now, you can listen on your phone as it is happening. It's been made possible by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the last hour of the show on Thursday. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
What a mess. What a mess. All in the name. In the name. Let me go back to Daniel out of Florida. And Daniel was disagreeing a little bit about the white guys going to their black college and setting up, and the blacks ran them off. Daniel, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, sir. Yeah, so I just disagree. I feel like I'm actually seeing some, a little bit of, I guess you could say, bravery happening with conservative people, with Christian people. You know, you've been calling us all out for so long about being betas,
right,
and cowards, you know, and I don't think that stopping now. When people are actually starting to see, you know, you helped me wake up years ago, and I haven't seen any progress in our nation with the people that I'm involved with. And then recently I've been starting to see some momentum where people are actually caring more about what's right and not as much about what feels good, you know, and I've never seen that in my life. And now I know that the liberals and all the radicals are wanting the people, the children of truth, of light, to be quiet. And I feel like they're desperate for us to be quiet, and they're acting out, and it's, you know, it is getting bad.
Right.
And so maybe those gentlemen who didn't have the right spirit, if they're wanting to just go and cause a ruckus and have views, you know what, whatever happens to them, you know, hopefully nothing, but those boys are asking for it, you know? But I think conservatives, real conservatives, based with Christian conservatives, not rhinos, right? But real conservatives need to be out there and spreading the truth, because I'm seeing people hear it and their eyes open up for the first time in my life. And I think that's what you do. You know, you stay calm. You don't freak out, or you don't call names, and you don't get riled up, but you just steadily say the truth, don't matter who's in front of you. And I just feel like that's been lacking. That's why, you know, you're kind of unique, because everyone's so scared. And now I'm seeing a change, and I just don't, you know, I just wouldn't want a lot of people that listen to you that want to seek the truth, want to do right, to think, yeah, it's totally wrong to speak up now. Now we need to be quiet. That's kind of where I'm at.
But what good do you think it did the blacks at that black college there in Tennessee for those two white guys to show up at a time when there's a war going on about Charlie Duff assassination with the blacks? They make it clear they didn't like Charlie. They didn't agree with him. They thought he was a racist. What good did it do those two white guys at this particular time to take a table and go set it up on a black college campus and put a sign, we want to talk about DEI? What good was that doing anyone at, period, other than a thrill for them?
I think that those blacks that were there that acted out, it didn't do them any good.
No, I'm talking about the white people.
Those boys that were, if they were just seeking a thrill, you know,
what else would they be seeking?
You know,
they weren't invited to the college. It wasn't a speech being set up. They went there and they put probably the worst sign you can put out for black, nor that they're into DEI.
Yeah, you're right. That would be considered what they would call triggering sign.
They didn't say, come and let's talk about Jesus on the table, on the sign.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. And so, okay, so if that didn't do them any good, but I do think there can be good from it, because I think that people that see that, you can only see that stuff for so long without getting to a point where you're like, all right, you know what? I'm going to stop being afraid to say the truth, because it's out of control. You've been warning everyone about South Africa for a couple of years now, and people are covering their eyes and plugging their ears and acting like it's fake. I don't know why, but
if white people, so, they don't love white people. They don't care that whites are under genocide.
Correct. You're right. And so the only good that I could say from this specific instance is it being so blatant about what's going on right now, that people that saw that can't deny what it is. Now, you're right. There's going to be a big group that is not going to see the truth and only be like, how dare those racists go on that campus? And they think any type of violence done to a white racist Nazi or whatever is justified. And that ain't doing any of them folks good. But I think there are people out there, I know there are, that are seeing that stuff, and they are getting tired enough of it to where they're going to start being honest and speaking the truth. And it's terrible right now. White people are absolutely terrified just to say simple truths.
Yeah, they are. But you don't go
simple, out. Simple truths.
If you want to, Jesus never went out and deliberately to try to upset anyone.
Yeah, and I listened to a caller
Jesus
and he talked about the Sermon of the Mount.
He put up a sign that says, To a black people and said, hey, you want to talk about DEI? He said,
you want
to find a way to the Father? And those signs from those white guys at that time, and it didn't prove bravery or anything. It was just for the thrill. They weren't trying to help those blacks at all.
Yeah, I concede that to you. I won't argue that, because that'd be a silly argument on my part, right?
Yes.
And Jesus didn't go in there and force himself. You know, he was in and amongst the people, but you're right. He didn't just try and start drama. Now, he did go into the synagogue, and listen, I ain't comparing these folks to Jesus. he did go into the synagogue and preach in front of everyone in a way that opposed how the leaders at the time liked it. And, you know, obviously he disrupted them. So he still did it, but you're right. These boys in this specific circumstance, they might have been totally thrill-seeking and being wrong. But I just don't want the men and women who are like-minded, let's say of you or the crew and myself, to think, all right, we just need to stop talking, because if these people are violent, we just need to be quiet. Because
no.
I feel like that only empowers them. And yes. It's getting so crazy. You know, I got a bunch of children, and I cannot imagine a world where my boys grow up and they see their father withholding truth for the sake of, like, social niceness.
But you wouldn't want your son to see their father going out and deliberately trying to create arguments and confusion.
No, you're right. No, I wouldn't want them to look at their dad. Correct. I don't want them to look at their dad as an antagonizer.
Right.
Because I don't think antagonizing is right. But I have to believe that you would agree that you can't even talk about the birds and the trees with liberals without them feeling antagonized.
Absolutely. That's why I said blacks are going to get mad at the white people anyway, but to go out and tempt them to be angry is not a sign of love.
Right. I don't. How could you? Because I thought what Charlie did, I think that's why he was killed. I think that he was really making a difference. I know he made a difference. I know that, you know, President Trump probably is extremely grateful to him, because he woke up so many youth in college that were in the middle of getting brainwashed in those universities, unfortunately. And the difference is, I think people all want to be like Charlie, but the truth was, everything Charlie did was really biblically based. He always stayed calm. He always just talked about the right. And I don't think he intentionally went out there to antagonize. But that's kind of rare. That's why I say conservatives that are Christians need to do stuff like this, not just rhinos that don't have Christ as their base, because they're no different than the liberals. They're
right.
Cowardly too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a weird place.
When
but
you say
I'm
they
want
to be like Charlie,
up.
Why do they want to be like Charlie?
Well, you know, the people that quote unquote want to be like Charlie probably aren't putting Christ first.
Right.
Because Charlie was trying to be Christ-like. He was basically almost an evangelist, but he was heavy in the political realm.
And
know?
I hear people chanting, "We are Charlie." Why would you want to chant, "I'm somebody else"? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, we are Charlie. I'm sure you'd argue it's probably no different than saying we're all George Floyd. Huh?
Right.
You know,
it's the same
saying,
thing.
Up, don't shoot.
That's a good
right.
point, Daniel.
So, yeah, so I don't, that's why I'm saying I don't dispute your comment fully, but there is a time and there is a place. And it takes
right.
a lot of growing. It takes a lot of growing to be able to have a disagreement with someone and tell someone the truth and love someone. It takes a lot to look at let's say a tranny and tell them that they're wrong and they're lost, but not hate them,
right.
you know, not have no feelings about them, not wish nastiness on them, but you're also not afraid to offend them, but you're not trying to offend them.
That's right.
You don't just do that as a 20-year-old kid. I mean, it takes a while, you know, to get to that point. And so there's the most of people shouldn't be trying to do it, but there is a place and a time for this to be done. And our world, our country is finally starting to see. And I just don't want some progress of seeing the light and seeing the truth. I've never heard so much pro-life discussion in my life.
No.
Everyone's been pro-baby killing my whole life. And finally, they're talking about pro-life.
Well,
and
this
I
is
just
a hell
like
on earth, so you're going to have the right and the left. You're going to have the right and the left, two doubles fighting one another.
Yeah,
and one and both sides trying to prove that they're right, not realizing that they're both wrong, because you're not supposed to be fighting people over their belief or anything else. Just leave them in their hell, and you'll be a living example instead of trying to convince anyone of anything.
Well, anybody who identifies with any of their physical traits, instantly you can't even have a real conversation with because they feel like you're attacking their being, you know, whatever it is. Can I answer your biblical question?
What would happen if you never thought about yourself again?
So I feel like this hit me instantly when I heard it, and that's rare for your biblical questions. But I feel like you would always do what's right, because if you didn't think about yourself, you would just do what's right. But all too often, we know what's right, but then we factor how it affects us. And then we start to compromise. So we might still do something that's not bad. It's okay. But we'll pick the option that affects us the least bad.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave.
And we never exclude how it's going to affect us. So if you don't think about yourself, you'll always do what's right, because you'll never factor how you think it'll affect you.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jesse, God bless you, man. I appreciate you. I love you. My family loves you. And you've been a big inspiration helping me open up my eyes, man. So God bless you. And
thank you.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Stay with us. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. 888-775-3773. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. So I want to know what, and I haven't seen this video I'm about to play for you. I have not seen it yet. But I want to know what you all think about this. I don't even want to say it that way. What do you all think about this? From the New York Post. A South African pastor recently claimed that Jesus could be making a return on September 23rd with the Feast of Triumph, trumpets ringing in the rapture and judgment day. The Feast of Trumpets ringing in. Have dared to get the phones out there for me. Ringing in the rapture at judgment day. In a viral YouTube video of Pastor Joshua Mamabiyalala claimed he saw Jesus in a divine vision. Watch this from X.
The rapture is upon us. Whether you are ready or not.
Yo.
Today, what people will hear is God revealing his plan.
To his people.
To the people of the world.
Yeah.
God took me to see the future, and then he brought me back.
You back.
And then in heaven, in a throne room, I see Jesus sitting on his throne. And I could hear him very loud and clear. Mm. I am coming soon. Mm. And to the people who are listening, please pay attention to what I'm going to say. Mm. He says to me, on the 23rd and the 24th, 2025, I will come to take my church.
There's a date.
There is a date.
Are there other people who have also said the same thing to confirm what you have said?
So this man is saying that Jesus is coming on the 23rd of September. September has passed of 2025, right? Did he go up, or did he get left behind? Or was he left behind? The 23rd passed 2 days ago. So we need to check to see if this guy was taken up. Because I ain't seen nobody else going up. What the? Did you believe this guy when he said, that Jesus was coming back on the 23rd? And he going to rapture you up. If anybody left this earth on the 23rd by way of rapture, let me know. And was this guy raptured up? What the? And do you believe in the rapture anyway? The end times? I didn't see this making the mainstream news anyway. I didn't hear anything about it until Jared told me, my producer. He like, Jesse, this guy said on the 23rd, it's over. He had a dream. I had a dream, an awful dream. What about God said no one knows the hour or the time when the return will happen? Remember he said that? And yet you have all these preachers year after year predicting the end time. And you're so crazy and emotional, you believe it. You believe it, and you're waiting on a rapture, and it has already happened. You're waiting for something that has already happened. So this man claiming that he had this dream, and Jesus told him, I am coming back on September 23rd, 2025, and those two females in their dummies. Oh, you got a time? You got a date? They all excited, as though they believe it too. What a mess, huh? What a mess. The rapture has already happened. You don't need to wait for Jesus to return. He has already come. And he lives in you. However, no one knows the date or the hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven or the Son of man, the Son himself. Only the Father knows. That's from Matthew 24:36. So this man sitting up there lying to the folks and they eating it up. So we got to look on the TV and see if this man was taken up or if he's still here on earth. And if so, sir, why did Jesus tell you he would come and get ready and told you to tell the people and he leave you behind? What the? Grandpa tell me about the good old days. There was a school board meeting. But first, let me show you this one about anger, resentment. And y'all love to be angry. You think it's just a human emotion. Let me show you this. From WHIO, clip 24-3, doesn't it? The man accused of shooting and killing a landscaper during an argument over grass clipping appeared in court on Monday. Watch this from WHIO.
At 6, a defense lawyer told us his murder suspect acted in self-defense. This is connected to a case where police said he shot and killed this victim. He was a landscaper. This was during an argument over grass clippings on his car.
And he told us, James, the suspect's version of what happened here along Indiana Avenue. I want to show you this growing makeshift memorial that sits on this retaining wall here. This is where these landscapers were working. This is in honor of the landscaper who died here. Prosecutors say this was a murder. The defense says the suspect was assaulted to the point of nearly losing consciousness and fired to defend himself.
We were in court as Travis Jackson faced a judge. Right after entering a not guilty plea for him, the court gave Jackson a seven-figure bond.
We'll set bond in your case at $1 million cash or surety.
I talked to Jackson's lawyer over FaceTime about an hour and a half after Jackson's first court date on charges including murder.
We believe this is a case of self-defense.
Jackson was at his home along Indiana Avenue last Thursday. Dunham's Lawn Care has identified 22-year-old Tanner Staggs as part of its landscaping crew working next door. There was a conversation that became aggressive, then turned violent. Police say it ended with Jackson shooting and killing Staggs.
I was inside and I heard a couple shots.
Dayton police say Jackson argued with Staggs over grass and dirt from the landscaping work getting blown onto his car.
Amazing, huh? Over anger, you still believe anger is good? Anger is just a human emotion. Anger is something you need to function. If you didn't have anger, you wouldn't be able to function, you believe. Anger is evil. And anyone that has anger cannot be trusted. Resentment, emotional. An emotional person is a dangerous person. Man or woman. An emotional person is a very dangerous, destructive, dishonest person. Police and witnesses said the suspect came into the road and shot the victim. Watch this.
They used the term argument about certain things, but the reality was it was a conversation, and he requested they to do something. And then next thing you know, he's being assaulted by an individual who he had no beef with at all.
Police and a witness we talked to said the altercation ended with Jackson coming into the road and shooting Staggs.
In the street, he had a gun in his hand, and then I hear two shots.
Prosecutors say it was murder.
I don't know if they had some kind of altercation beforehand, but, like, that's just crazy.
Jackson's lawyer says he'll be able to prove otherwise.
He was being victimized, and he responded in self-defense.
Jackson's lawyer also told me today that Jackson rendered aid to Staggs and called 911. So far, the one 911 call that dispatchers produced in response to our public records request did not come from Jackson.
What a mess! Hold on to your anger if you like. And see how far that gets you. And if you think that's bad, and it is, the Daily Mail is reported that a school board meeting in Maine, descended into chaos after board members slapped a phone out of an attendee's hand during a heated exchange. He condemned the teacher and accused the district of allowing communist propaganda in the school. Watch this from X.
And I demand their firing. I demand their immediate firing. Because your lack of action, when this has been brought to your attention, that someone wished the death upon others, and you're okay with this. And there are people that are upset about this. And you couldn't give a crap about this. That's what this says to people. And my tone of voice is not yours to monitor, ma'am. I will not be silenced by you anymore. Okay? This LGBTQAI plus nonsense and people wishing death on us, the Christians. And you know what? This is what a guy named Destiny said. He said those people are so dangerous. Their ideology is so backwards, so primitive, so hateful, that we have absolutely no choice but to kill them first because they are a threat to us. And you're pumping that shit into kids' heads. Your teachers are pumping that shit into kids' heads. And I demand it stop. I demand counseling for the kids that were hurt by Charlie Kirk's death that he dissed. He can have free speech. He just can't have a job on taxpayer money. And correct yourself and get rid of him. It is the will of the people.
Amazing, huh? The attendant then called a female board member who refused to look at him, an evil, vile woman. Watch this.
And we are done with you, with your rules. She won't even look at me. You're a foul and evil woman. You're a coward. Hey. Why don't you look at me?
Hey!
You want to talk
to me? Insult that woman. Don't you insult that woman.
Why not?
Because she's doing the best she can, and you don't know what we think.
She's not doing the best she
can. You don't know what we think. We haven't even made a decision yet.
You should have made a decision when you found out. When did you know?
On Friday. We're doing the best we can.
We're too slow. The world is moving on way too fast for you, old man. I'm serious.
We are in recess.
Can I have
there's three or four more public comment slots.
All of those in favor of adjournment, please signify.
Is that what it says?
What love got to do in it? What a mess! Quick break, and your phone calls to Super Jess right after this break. 888-77-JESSE. This is Hell on Earth. Hell is not heaven, and Jesus, God, is not man. Back in a moment. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and StressOff on Pews.net. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. All right, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. There's no fear in Hake. And after that, talk about energy. You think Donald Trump has energy, and he does, given to him by God. And they call him king. With the anchor baby coming up right behind him. Energy given to him by God. And you will end up calling him king. He learned to fly on by Google, from Google. No DEI pilot here. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Learn to fly, but he ain't got no wings. I got a song, ain't got no melody. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. From 11 to 1. And he does have wings, Hake. Have you seen him fly? What the? You can't fly without wings, Hake. Unless you're in your dream flying. Oh, that's Tom Petty song? Okay. From 11 to 1, the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report. And then a brand new episode tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, on the FallenState.tv. An amazing conversation with Kyla Turner, a political commentator, social media influencer, and the host of Not So Erudite. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Women are so emotional and illogical, they can't make the right choice.
If women can't choose, then they can't sin.
Satan is the woman's God, and evil comes through the woman.
Don't think that that's a Christian belief, no.
And why not?
I would say that that's heretical. I don't think anyone theologically agrees with you.
See, this is why women shouldn't be voting. They're too emotional.
What's emotional about this?
You're not making logical decisions.
Well, I think I'm being more logical than you right now, right?
What the? Amazing. The FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and agreed, all right? And there's a brand new episode of Punchin' TV. Check it out. It's so good, it makes you want to hoof, holla, throw above your hands. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. All right, let me go quickly to the busy phones. Let me go to Ryan in Ireland. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, man. I called you the other day just to ask a few questions about forgiving my mom and moving out and things like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so I forgave my mom that day that I called you. And I don't think I'll have to do it again. I went much better than the first time. much better. And I just had a couple of questions about it. Like, I did feel good after I did it. It was not like the first time. I was able to kind of not feed into any kind of, I don't know, negativity that she brought into the conversation. She was quite receptive of it this time, to be honest. But I still noticed a couple of things. But I was wondering, I do feel good. Like, I'm getting glimpses of, like, seeing her as just another person. Like, before, I was seeing her as, like, almost like a god. Like, you know, that. That's actually the best way I can describe it, like a god. Sounds
your phone went out for a minute. At first you started to see her as what?
As I was seeing her as a god up until I forgave her. Like, that's the best way I could describe it.
And now you're seeing her as a god.
And I started to see her kind of, I got glimpses of seeing her as just another person.
Yes.
And like just someone like myself, you know, like just another person.
Right.
And that felt great. I can't hold on to that feeling. Like, I want to be totally immersed in that feeling because I got glimpses of it and it was beautiful. And I'm just wondering, is there a certain way I should be feeling right now? It's only like two days later. So I'm wondering, what should I feel, or should I feel anything different?
You shouldn't try to feel anything at all. And all you got to do now is practice being present. Don't be lost in your head thinking about the past or the future. Just stay present. Practice being present and be aware as you're going about your day, your night, be aware of what's going on inside of you. And don't call it you. Don't do anything about it. Just live with it. Don't fight with it. Don't argue with it. Don't communicate with it. Just be aware. And I promise you, the light of the Father that is causing you to see what's going on will destroy all of those demons that made a home in you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. All right.
So, but don't be.
Yeah, I do feel like.
Don't be based on feelings or anything. Just practice being aware now and go with your life.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks. And, yeah, the other thing is I wanted to say, when I was on the phone the other day, I was very nervous. So sorry about that. I was gone very quick. But, it was my first time on a show like that, so that's why I was nervous. I made a couple of mistakes. Like, housing is not as expensive as I said on the air. It's a little cheaper than that. And I realized that after calling you. So I'm going to move out very soon and get my own place. And I just want to say thanks, man. I really do. Like, I had this heart issue I mentioned as well that came up in October last year. And since then, like, I wasn't a Christian until then. And I started looking into things and I found you. And there's other churches around the place in Ireland. And really nothing is the same as even just listening to your show, really. And,
right on. Well, you can check out and be a part of our fellowship on Sunday morning by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. You can be a part of that live, or you can podcast that as well.
Oh, yeah. I watch the church as much as I can. Two churches on Sunday. I do my church here in Ireland, and then for time, I watch the Bond YouTube channel.
Right on.
On Sunday.
Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Stay with it, and do nothing about what's happening inside of you. You'll see. You'll be fine.
What the?
What? All right, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Thanks so much.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller, Edward, out of Virginia. Edward, you are on the air.
Hi. Yes. Good morning, Jesse. I just want to say I thank God for you, man. I've been looking at this for a while now, and I really like what you be saying. And the racism, and it's not about color, and it's about love and how we treat one another. And people are just so ignorant, you know, these days. And I just waking up to a lot of things. I've been Democrat my whole life. I'm 38 years old. My parents, my family, they were Democrat and everything. But I'm just realizing just how evil, not just the Democrats, but the people that represent them. And it's getting out of control.
Absolutely.
But I'm just I'm just grateful that I see the truth. I'm so grateful that God got me when I was 12 years old. I started reading the Bible on my own, and I had branched off from my family church, and I started going to church on my own and reading Proverbs and Psalms and all those important books. And I'm looking at the show right now, and I'm going to continue to look at it, and I hope other people feel motivated and inspired to want to do better and know the truth.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Edward. Amazing. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Lane is out of Arizona. Lane, you are on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I wanted to just go over my favorite Bible verse real quick and just talk about it with you and get your take. It's from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. And it is, I don't remember what verse it is, but it's, "For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." Now, to me, that doesn't mean that it's acceptable to be angry. Instead, it means that no matter what happens to you or what you think is happening to you, you always have to reserve a space for love in your heart. And I think there's some people out there who need that message or that verse.
Have you overcome your anger?
Yes, I have.
And did you go forgive your mother?
I did. I was fortunate to be able to go and forgive her right before she died.
Amazing.
So I think that lots of people witnessed the death of Charlie Kirk, and they immediately thought to blame the state of Israel, you know, something like that. I think there are a lot of people who immediately said, well, it's clear that Israel did that. And I urge those people to really take a step back and analyze whether they have a single fact to back that up. And if not,
well, how can someone blame Israel when there was a guy that did it on the roof?
Exactly. You know, people are blaming.
That was a question.
I don't know, Jesse. Yeah, they're doing it, though.
How do you know that? Why do you say that?
Well, I just see them on Twitter.
Oh, you see people on Twitter blaming Israel for the death of Charlie? Why would but how can Israel? How can Israel do that? And it'll happen in America. And the guy, according to the report, the guy said that he did it because he was sick of Charlie's views or something.
That's exactly why I think that particular verse is so important. These people need to examine what in them is making them come to that conclusion, because it's not supported by the facts.
And they're not taking him at his word.
Right, exactly.
I'm asking you a question. They're not taking a less shooter at his word?
Correct. Oh. Yeah, they say the shooter was a patsy, meaning he was set up by who else but the state of Israel.
And do they show you proof of that?
No, of course not.
Okay.
And, you know, these people who have this view of Israel, they need to be very careful about latching on to things that are not true, because it's going to discredit everything else that they might think if they don't reserve that space for love in their heart. So.
That's amazing. Thank you, Lane. That's interesting, man.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
I appreciate it, Lane. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Pennsylvania and talk to Mel. Mel, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going, brother?
All is well, Mel.
Hey, I wanted to actually touch on the guys that went over to the HBCU and clearly antagonized the student body over there. I want to draw comparisons to what I believe is no different than what Charlie Kirk would do on a daily basis on any given university's campus throughout the country. And I'll explain why I believe it's the exact same thing. Now, First of all, I want to preface this as Charlie never did, because I believe he's a liar by omission. Charlie Kirk is obviously a liar. Charlie Kirk is a liar by omission.
What do you lie
about?
And
what he does is, I'm going to explain. So what he does is by omission, he talks about DEI, but he never talks about Jim Crow. And Jim Crow is obviously a set of laws that made it lawful and even mandatory to discriminate against Black Americans across all fields, and education discrimination in the workforce, specifically related to DEI in the workforce. Black people weren't even allowed to be hired in a lot of roles during Jim Crow. And I think you're aware of that because you were actually live and well during Jim Crow.
That's why I know you're lying. You're not telling the truth about what Jim Crow either. Are you doing that by omission?
Is Jim Crow...
Are you doing that by omission?
You can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm actually speaking on it.
Are you doing that by omission?
If you think I'm wrong, omitting is when you don't say something. But if I say something that you believe to be incorrect, then I will hear you out. But let me just finish.
So then why did you say that that man said something about omission? Maybe he believed what he said as well.
No, what
I'm saying is, what you just said about Jim Crow law is not true.
Sir, Charlie Kirk never mentioned
Jim Crow.
No,
I said that what you, he didn't need to mention Jim Crow, because what you just said about it wasn't true. Black people were being educated, even though there was a Jim Crow law. Black people were being educated, and they went to college, and those that wanted to go to college went to college. So what you just said about Jim Crow wasn't true at all.
Okay, so during Jim Crow,
why
there
did you
was
say
educational
that?
Discrimination. Sir, please, I'm trying to explain. I want to answer you. Is that okay? I'm going to answer you. During Jim Crow, there was discrimination in education. There was discrimination in the workforce. There was discrimination.
That's not true what you're saying. You repeated another lie, the same lie.
Sir, okay, so during Jim Crow, are you
tell
saying
me this,
that
Bill? Why are you saying those things that are not true?
Sir, I'm asking. Can you answer one?
I just
question?
Told you they were not true. Now I'm asking you,
no,
why
I,
are you
I
saying those
asked.
Things that are not true?
Sir, I want you to explain. Was
I'm gonna ask you one more time, Bill.
Discriminate?
You said that Charlie said things by omission, whatever that means. Now you're saying things that are not true. Why are you doing what you accuse Charlie of doing or have done or did what Charlie did?
I haven't.
Why
because
you,
omission
yes, you
means you're not saying anything. Omission means you're not saying anything.
But there's
so
nothing
you
need to say about Jim Crow. Jim Crow wasn't relevant to his subject.
Okay, so I'm trying to explain why Jim Crow is relevant to DEI.
No,
if
it's
you
not.
Just let me explain. And
Jim
then,
Crow is
then
not relevant to DEI
wrong.
At all. DEI
okay,
are for lazy Black people who don't want to do for themselves.
Okay, so in my opinion, and then you can tell me why I'm wrong if that's okay. DEI is anti-racism law. So
you're
Jim
wrong.
Crow... Jim Crow.
You're
sir,
wrong.
Let me finish, sir. All right. Can you let me finish? I mean, I'm trying to be respectful, but you are cutting me off every time.
Anti-racism is communism.
Can you please, sir, can you please allow me to finish? It's not going to take long. All right. So, in my opinion, DEI, even though white women are the greatest beneficiary of DEI, which is why
that's
I...
That's not true. Black women are more beneficiary
God.
Than
Yo.
Anybody. You had Kamala Harris,
right
so-called running for president, because she's Black. You had a so-called Black judge put on the U.S. Supreme Court. You had a Black judge put on the U.S. Supreme Court because she's Black. You have Black women judges and all kind of things, police and chief and mayor of cities because they're Black, not because they're qualified. Black women are receiving DEI more than any white woman has ever received.
Okay, so I'll just concede to what you said as what you believe to be a fact.
No, not
so
that I believe. I know that for true.
Okay, so I'll take a point well taken, sir. Point well taken.
Right
so,
on.
DEI is anti-slavery. I mean, anti-racism law.
No, it's so not.
Anti-Jim Crow law.
There's no such thing as racism. And DEI is for lazy black people that don't want to have to qualify for anything. They just want to get it because
women
they're
minority,
black.
Thank you,
man. I got to run because of time. Let me go to Jack real fast. This is the house that Jack built, y'all, out of West Virginia. Jack, you are on the air. This is the house that Jack built, y'all.
Jesse, how are you, Jesse?
All is well, Jack.
Jesse, in my quest for perfect peace, I've come into a little bit of a roadblock. I'm hoping you can help me out.
Okay.
I'm hoping that as time progresses with this quest of perfect peace, I'm running into a lot of indifference and complacency. Now, I figured out that complacency and indifference has been very helpful in helping me control my anger. But at the same time, you know, that stuff that happens, you know, I'm finding myself to become more complacent and more indifferent about things. Now, granted, it's been very helpful with me controlling my anger. It's also affected other stuff in my life. Now, do you think complacency and indifference is a bad thing or a good thing?
So let me find out something first. Hey, what does complacency mean?
Complacency is when you don't really care. You're satisfied. You're millennial and satisfied with mediocrity.
And what else, the other one?
And I forgot what his other word was.
You said complacency and what?
Indifference.
Indifference.
You're just being redundant. Because indifference means don't care.
And you're saying you have both of those?
Yeah. Yeah. I pretty much, with everything, it's spilling over into my life where things happen and I just don't care. I will just let things happen, let the chips fall where they may, so to speak.
Indifference is actually a little better than complacency because, you know, God and reality are indifferent to what's going on, meaning that you're not moved either way. Whereas complacency has negative connotations because you're fine with evil going on. Whereas indifference just means you're not moved by it.
Oh, okay. So because of time, Jack, give me one example of something that's going on in your life and you don't care.
Well, at this point, you know, you talk about how somebody has to forgive their mother. I find myself forgiving my mother probably once every 8 hours.
Did you tell her that already?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't need to be doing it over and over again. Once you do it once, that's it.
Yeah, it should be that way, but it's just getting to the point to where, you know, in my mind, I forgive her. And I keep forgiving her to the point where the forgiveness in my head is becoming commonplace.
Well, you need to drop the thoughts about that. Those are not your thoughts, though. So forget about that. Let that pass.
And
you went to your mother and told her you forgive her?
Oh, lots of times. I do it on a daily basis.
You go to her?
Oh, yeah.
Why you keep going to her?
Well, it's because... Well, I want to say, Jesse, maybe I was wrong. Maybe she comes to me.
But why does she keep coming to you?
Oh, she's 83 years old. You know, everybody
in my
family.
Are you Italian?
I'm Portuguese.
Oh, okay. Listen, because of time and the music plan, don't go to your mother. Don't bother her with that anymore. You just do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, and go with your daily life, but don't do anything the thoughts tell you, but watch them. Quietly watch what's happening inside of you. You'll be fine.
So complacency and indifference would be a good thing then, right? When it comes to that.
It's neither good nor bad, but just stay away and live in the present, and you don't have to make a decision about anything.
So just keep letting the chips fall where they may and just not caring about a rat's patootie about anything.
Well, it all depends on what you're talking about, but don't worry about anything for sure. Jack, call me. Jack, because of time, we're going to get cut off. Call me on this tomorrow. and I'll take your call when we have a little bit more time with it, all right?
I will definitely do that, Jesse. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Bernie. Super chat.
Super chat.
Five coffees from Eric. Jesse, did you see this one guy, former Fallen State guest, Black Loudmouth, a Fallen State guest reaction to Charlie Kirk's death? What a mess. Mind-blown emoji.
Amazing.
Thank you for the tip.
Thank you. I'll check it out.
Groovy, YouTube live chat. Coffee. Hi, guys. Hope you're well. Just wanted to thank Jesse, the crew, Dwayne, and the Snake Pit. You got me through some dark times, especially recently when I can see some clouds, not cloud bops, on the horizon. I'll stick with it. Thanks for everything, and see you in the chat. Cheers, Groovy.
Thank you. Stay with it. Amazing.
GA on X live stream. Good morning, Jesse. Mornings are better with Punchy's coffee.
There you go.
Let's go.
Get Punchy coffee at jesseleepeterson.shop.
Nice. And Anthony, I think is his name over on Joe. On X, I mean, the school boards are out of control. We need to abolish all the school boards. We never had school boards when I was growing up, says Joe.
That's a good point, but it's just devils fighting devils. Amazing. Thank you.
Dominic bought a coffee. No message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kayla, BQ answer.
What would happen if you never thought about yourself again?
I don't know what would happen, but I've been doing the assignment over the last week, and I noticed there is freedom in never thinking about myself. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. I put my two sisters in on Sunday. Thank you.
Mew is a cute dog. Sing it, Jesse. Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie.
You were mine, so was I. One of the days I'm going to take you home. Amazing.
And shout out to the top contributors, Kilo, Alpha, Tango, Games for Rec, Wolf 336. And the rest of those supporters on the DU Live crew, as well as the Spaz Out, Pieces in the Puzzle, or Piece in the Puzzle, Slave to Him, Jules Verne, and the rest on the Rumble crew, and the YouTube supporters. Thanks, guys, and I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. And call us. Can I get to any more calls? Tomorrow's Open Line Friday/Black Friday. Thank you for your support. Hate coming up now, and after Hate, the American Anchor Baby. Stand up. Thanks for your support, bro. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Thank you, JLP.